What's up, man? All right, guys. So I am at the Mercado. This is a market here in Oaxaca where the indigenous people sell their products. This is where you guys want to buy your products from. Don't go to the stores. Definitely don't go to the likes of Walmart, because things here are fresh and they're dirt cheap. I just bought $4 worth of amazing fresh food. Broccoli, onions, carrot, potatoes. So I'm just walking around here, guys, giving you a tour of the Mercado. The good thing about this Mercado, unlike the Mercado in San Cristobal, you don't have to worry about rain. This is, as you guys can see, they actually have a roof here, so you don't have to worry about rain or mud. So it's pretty much the same as the Mercado in San Cristobal, except it is a little bit more sophisticated. As you can see, they sell meat right there. The butchers are working on the meat. They're cutting it fresh. I'm gonna buy my usual chicken. If you guys remember, in San Cristobal, chicken was about 80 to 100 pesos a kilo. Look at all this stuff down here. They got scented candles. They have honey. They have many restaurants here, guys. Like this restaurant over here. I'm sure it's dirt cheap. Tostadas, sandwiches, hamburgers. Pretty much anything you guys want is sold here in this market. You really don't need to go anywhere else to get your products. All your products can be bought here in the Mercado, guys. You don't have to go anywhere else, you know. If you want to buy shoes and clothing, maybe you have to go to Walmart or something like Walmart. But in general, guys, for your daily needs, you really don't have to look elsewhere. Chocolates. They have really good chocolates around here, guys. Now let's see what's out here. They have sweets to sell. Holy shit, an Asian not wearing a mask. For the first time in my life, I've seen an Asian not wearing a mask. Amazing. If you want pets, I guess. Oh, look at the dog. Do they sell anything else? Again, another restaurant. The prices aren't bad. Look at the prices, guys. It's dirt cheap. Here's the thing. If you guys go out of the Mercado and you try to buy the same food at the restaurants outside, it will cost you at least two to three times the cost of what you will get here in the Mercado. Obviously, you know, the stores outside, they're in what you may call it, they're in the city square, they're there for tourists, so hell yeah, they're gonna rip you off. But here, look at the bananas. Kind of reminds you of Yogi Obes, eh? The big bananas. Yogi Obes banana? Big bananas. Yogi Obes bananas? Big bananas. Even the guy's laughing, he understands the joke. I think they make smoothies here. sleep at the job. Okay, they sell some shoes here or some stuff, but I don't know if you want to buy from here. See, they sell hamburgers. Pretty much anything. Look at the potatoes, guys. I guarantee you, no Monsanto. This is all organic, natural stuff. Look at the avocados over there. I should have gotten my avocados from here. Oh well, avocados I have are decent. I'm not complaining. Ooh, they sell, look what they sell down here. Spices, habanero. This is garlic, I think. Hot tamales. I'm gonna buy some chicken. Oh, look. I wonder if those bananas are organic. Onions, tomatoes. Look at the potatoes. Look at how clean they are, man. Mini pharmacy going on over here, I guess. Okay, they sell some stuff. If you want belts, stuff like that, I think they sell some stuff. Freaked. Oh, look, they have hats. You know, this kind of reminds me of a mercado in Vietnam. Tuna. I wonder if they have conditioner. Like conditioner in a pack. What am I gonna do with conditioner? What the hell is this? What the hell? Talk about Scamarona. Fear. More hats. Hats. You're supposed to wear masks in here, guys, but nobody cares, you know. When you come in through the door, the guy says, "Por favor, mascara, just put on the mask," and once you walk by him, rip the mask off of your face. That's what I did, guys. You know, nobody, you know, Scamarona is over, man. At this point, it's just theater, mind control, and taking advantage of low IQ people at this point. I want to get my chicken before I leave. I want my chicken. And just letting you guys know, when you go into the meat market area, it's gonna stink real bad. You're actually better off wearing a mask when you're in the meat area section. So, I'm just giving you a tour of this place. Also, at the same time, I'm looking over this place myself, seeing what's going on. You know, I can buy pretty much whatever I want from here. Smoothies. I swear, one of these days, I'm probably gonna come here later on and probably get me a smoothie. That's what I'm gonna do, guys. Come here later on and get myself a smoothie. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get myself a smoothie. Not now, but later. Do I need anything from here?
I think the meat is to our right. Let's go down that way. Jewelry again, you can buy jewelry here if you want. Oh, look, they got knives and swords, katangas. Halloween masks look scary. Disney stuff, I'm sure it's all authentic, but who cares? Disney shouldn't get our money. Yogurt grande, $3. That's not bad for yogurt. You can get an omelet for $3. Is that a curry sale over there, or is that Mexican? Empanadas, if you guys want empanadas. Oh wow, this looks like an upscale place. Hola senor, ¿cómo está? This is not bad, guys. Heck, I might come here and decide to buy something. How much is this? Is that 190 pesos? That's 190 pesos, not bad. Hola senor, ¿habla inglés? ¿No inglés? La cuenta. Is that 190 pesos or 790? How much? Show me, Mira. Ah, okay, 690 pesos. Is the ace or?
Nada más la camisa.
Oh, the camisa is. Okay guys, so this entire outfit, this is 690 pesos, which is like $35. The pantalon is 580 pesos, which is like what, $27, $28. So all in all, this is what you guys see here is 1,370 pesos, which is 50, like $75, $80 for this, so. Gracias, senora. Gracias. It's kind of pricey here, guys. See, the thing you guys need to understand is that you're really better off buying your clothes in America, okay? When it comes to buying clothes, buying brand names, you're really better off buying it in America. Same thing here with electronics. When it comes to electronics and clothing and perhaps even shoes, you're better off buying stuff in America than you are overseas, you know? Unless, of course, you're willing to buy, like, stuff that's cheaply made. Now, personally, I don't care if it's Nike or Nike ripoff. As long as it works, that's really all I care about. I don't care about anything else. Oops, sorry about that. They sell, look. Pero, damn. All right, let's buy our chicken. Senora, ¿cómo está? Bien. Quiero? Kilo? Muslos? Centpio. Kilo muslos.
Esta es la pierna, esta es el muslo.
Sí, sí, yes, perfecto. Kilo, sí.
¿Le quito la piel?
Sí. Ooh, good. Look at that, guys. We're getting a kilo of thighs. Guys, this place really stinks, guys. I'm gonna hurl any second.
Serían 100 pesos. Es un kilo.
La quinta?
La bolsita es 60 pesos. Negro, rojo, coloradito. Es almendrado. ¿Le quito la piel?
Huh?
¿Le quito la piel?
Sí, sí, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, she's peeling it.
Okay. Kilo,
¿la cuenta por favor? 60?
No, serían
100
pesos, es un kilo. El kilo vale 100.
Okay, I don't know what she said. However, I'm gonna give her 200 pesos and I'm gonna shut my mouth and expect to get change. Alright, guys, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. So I'm gonna give her 200 pesos and I'm gonna shut my mouth and I'm gonna see how much she gives me back. Should be like 100 pesos.
Así o lo parto?
Ah, perfecto, 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 yes.
Ya le quité el gordo, la piel, lo hago en dos o está
bien? Perfecto.
¿Sí?
Es parto? Todo. Así. No, es todo.
Así está bien.
Yeah. We're gonna find out how much he's gonna give me back from 200 pesos.
Sí.
Okay, see, good. Gracias. Okay, so she gave me 100 pesos back. So this cost us about $5. So $5 a kilo of chicken, which again, it's not bad. Gracias, señor.
Hello.
Yeah, bye-bye. Let me get the hell out of here. The stink is bad. All right, guys. So, we bought... Oh, God, the smell. I should have worn my mask. Oh God, the smell is bad. I'm gonna try to walk out of here as quickly as possible. Ugh. Oh Lord, I was about ready to hurl in there. All right. So, we bought our food for today for 180 pesos. That's $9. And some of this stuff is actually gonna last me until tomorrow. So all in all, guys, you guys can eat out, you can eat healthy for well under $10. And the food I eat, as you guys know, the food I eat is enough for two people, okay? So like I said before, whether you are in Oaxaca, whether you are in San Cristobal, whether you are in Merida, whether you are in Playa del Carmen, you can actually eat good, natural food here, cooked by yourself for under $9, okay? Now, San Cristobal and Oaxaca, because they have the outdoor markets, they have their mercado, you can buy the stuff fresh, okay? If you go to, there's another mercado here. I'm sure they're gonna want us to wear the mask. I'll just put it on for 5 seconds and then throw it off. Where's my mask at? Oh well, I must have dropped the mask somewhere. Oh well, who cares? Hey, how you doing? Oh well, so I got what I wanted anyway, guys. So yeah, the bottom line here, guys, is that you guys can eat good for less than $9 a day pretty much anywhere you go in Mexico. And yeah, guys, that was the mercado for you. So any of you guys out there who want to come to Mexico, you're gonna save on food, you're gonna save on living expenses. But if you want electronics, you want clothing, get your electronics, get your clothing, get all that crap from America. Don't even bother getting that stuff from Mexico, because you're gonna be paying a premium for quality electronics, okay? All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.